Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, the answer in the book was open the fridge door, put giraffe in. But it can't be that simple. I've seen the insides of refrigerators and I've seen giraffes. Anyway, did you see the current issue of New York Magazine? The cover story featured several anonymous testimonials from people like the New York Met, who blames everything on the Wilpons, the owners of the team, the Today Show producer on keeping Matt Lauer happy and what that takes, the per se waiter on diners who vomit up their $500 meals, and the Bronx high school teacher who says it's not just the students who cheat. So right now we want to hear from you about the revealing details inside your industry that you think the public isn't aware of, but should be. They don't have to be the dark secrets of your trade necessarily. You don't have to be a whistleblower here exactly. We just want to know if there are things about your business, your industry, that you think would surprise outsiders. 212-433-WNYC. Call us right now at these at 212-433-9692 with a tip of the hat to New York Magazine for the ones that they published this week. You can call up anonymously if you want. It can be big things or little things, things you and your colleagues are secretly proud of or secretly ashamed of. Call us up and tell us about what's really going on the inside of your industry. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Like anyone out there working private equity, do your colleagues actually secretly really like firing people, or do they actually really hate that part? 212-433-9692. Here's one from the New York Magazine feature, which we've linked to on our show page. It's from the per se waiter. He says, there's a hierarchy based on position. So servers, bussers, back servers, runners. Then there's an ethnic hierarchy. There's a huge Bengali population that works in restaurants, and they all have their own hierarchy. You'll have the Spanish-speaking, Dominicans, Mexicans, and Guatemalans. They'll kind of get along, and within each group, they'll have their own hierarchy. There's usually one key person who has hired everyone else who has gotten their friends or family members to come work there. The staff is incestuous. I think half the staff is dating the other half of the staff right now, unquote. So there's one from inside per se. How about for you? Give us a call. Tell us what's going on inside your industry that other folks might want to hear about. 212-433-WNYC. We'll take those calls right after this. About your industry would surprise outsiders. Our lines are full. Tom in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Tom.
Hey, hi, Brian. I'm retired from the museum field, art museums, and I think that it's interesting that when you look at a label, I was just at the Met the other day and noticed it again, it says about a picture, you know, when it was acquired or who gave it, and it frequently says, by exchange. And I'm sure most people don't know what that means. It doesn't really mean that the museum exchanged the painting for something else. It means that they sold something and used the money to buy whatever it is that you're looking at. Hmm. And wouldn't it be interesting to know what it was they sold, what the exchange was about? That's all very secret stuff, and museums are loath to let you know that.
Great start. Thank you very much. Lori in Brooklyn. Hey, Lori.
Hi.
What do you do?
I'm a TV producer.
Uh-huh.
And I have always thought it's funny that nobody realizes that morning news organizations and daytime talk shows pay people to appear on the show.
Really?
Yes.
They pay their guests?
Yes. I mean, and it's not direct, but, like, you know, if there's, like, a big story, like, and it's usually salacious, like a teacher sleeping with a student or something, And they're all fighting to get that person on the show. They're not going on ABC because they love Diane Sawyer. They're going on because They're getting a trip. They're getting new teeth. They're getting, a computer, a scholarship.
Now, the reason that there's a convention against that in American journalism is that people would tend to make up stuff, sensationalize their stories in order to get the payday. So if a guest is paid, then they're going to be less credible if people know that they're paid.
Well, yeah, and the thing is like daytime shows, that I don't care because they are what they are. We know what they are. But a morning news organization, quote-unquote news organization, it's so duplicitous to pretend that it's news-based. It's entertainment-based.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Karen in Highland Park, a librarian. Right, Karen?
Yes, hi. We like to dump old books. we don't have endlessly growing shelves. We always have to buy new books, and we like to get rid of the old and in with the new. We do try to donate many old books, but a lot of them just go in the recycling, and we don't have a problem with that.
So sad. Thank you very much. Adam? Are you in the Cayman Islands right now?
I am.
Some vacation, listening to WNYC.
Well, my life is a vacation, I guess, because I live here.
Okay. So what's happening in your industry, which is what?
Well, in photography, I was a photo assistant for about 15 years, and I assisted quite a few kind of big name people, and I was surprised to see maybe it was sort of like the Austin Powers joke where he plays a photographer and he just comes in, pushes the button, and goes, "I'm spent," and just hands the camera to an assistant. I have several of those experiences where literally photographers not doing any of the lighting or any of the things that presumably made them famous, just basically coming in and pushing a button and having other people kind of do all the setup, you know, in between the makeup and all that, basically just coming in and pushing a button.
It's like the medical profession. Have you ever been to a big fancy specialist where first the physician's assistant examines you and then the nurse examines you and then the doctor comes in for like 30 seconds and confirms the other one's work?
Exactly. Very similar. And, you know, to give the photographers credit, probably a style or something that they originally did develop,
yes.
I would hope, and then they just have the lackeys do all the work from there on in.
Thank you very much. Another example from the New York Magazine feature that inspired this call-in about what's really going on in your industry that other people might like to know about. There is a legal aid lawyer who tells the innocent to plead guilty. Do I ever advise clients who are innocent of the crimes to plead guilty to stuff they didn't do? Absolutely. I can't tell you how often I do that. What's most surprising is how easy the client takes it. Josh in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Brian.
What?
So I'm in medical device sales, and I sell the orthopedic implants, hips, knees, foot and ankle replacements, stuff like that. And what many people or patients don't know sometimes, either before they get to the hospital or right when they get there, is that the sales rep is actually in the room as the doctor is operating on them. So as, you know, the doctor's taking out this bone and putting in new replacements, there's just the sales guy kind of hanging out, making sure everything's going okay.
Wow. And what if it's not? You call your lawyer?
No, if it's not, I get out of there.
Josh, thank you very much. I don't know if I want to know any more about that. So we have a couple of open lines if you want to sneak in with the things about your industry that you think would surprise outsiders. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Dylan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a technician with Sprint specifically. I work in the cell phone industry, obviously, and my inside secret would be that text messages don't really cost the carrier anything. The signal that a text message rides on is basically the signal that your phone sends back and forth from the tower, you know, saying how much signal strength the tower sending to the phone, telling you how much signal strength you have.
Mm-hmm.
So irregardless of whether you're sending a text with that signal or not, you know, you're still going to be sending that signal, and it's going to be the same amount of data and the same amount of stress on the server. So it's never going to...
Unlike a phone call using the same towers.
Yeah. So a phone call or, you know, going online, that actually uses more than what your phone would use idly sitting there. But unless your phone's off, you're sending and receiving that signal saying, hey, I've got 5 bars. Hey, I've got 4 bars.
Thank you for your call. You know what I mean? Yes, I do. That's a great one. Text messages are free for the providers. Samantha from the Upper West Side writes to us, I work for a well-known and respected children's television show. A lot of people don't know we contract many freelance employees to avoid paying full benefits, such as health insurance and vacation. George in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hi.
What industry?
So I'm an ancient art historian, and in many collections all over the world, but especially in America, in the ancient art galleries, many pieces, in fact, very famous, prominent pieces that you see right when you walk into the gallery, are forged, and many come from stolen contexts. And the museum doesn't want anyone to know, and doesn't even ask a sort of a question like about a forgery, like there's a debate about this, what do you think, et cetera.
Now, stolen contexts, of course, have been, you know, big controversies in the news, but forged?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Thank you very much. David in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I used to work in a bronze foundry that cast art pieces. And what we did was took in a piece that was a model that was made usually in wax by the artist. And then the foundry workers did basically all the work on the piece, and really the artist had nothing to do with the finishing or the casting of it. And I always had a kind of a problem with the ethics of that, if an artist calling it his piece when he actually had nothing to do with it.
Kind of like the photographer who called in before.
Right, exactly.
Thank you very much. Jerry in the Bronx. Hey, Jerry, you're a pharmacist, right?
Right.
And?
It's been a long time since I've called.
Go ahead.
Basically, the lack of transparency on the prescription drug management plans, especially those that are involved very heavily in mail order. They sell the idea that mail order saves the prescription plan sponsor money, and in almost every single case, not only doesn't it save them money, but it winds up costing them many, many multiples of what they had been paying. An example, about 10 or 12 years ago, the City Union, DC 37, had hired Express Scripts to run their mail order plan.
Mm-hmm.
And an acquaintance of mine's father happened to have been a city retiree. He was paying $5 a month for his prescriptions, and DC 37 was paying roughly $21 a month for his 3 prescriptions.
So your point, and I acknowledge your self-interest here, is that it's cheaper to get the prescriptions at the pharmacist at the pharmacy than it is in mail order more frequently than people realize?
Yes, and the reason for it is lack of transparency. There is no requirement, federal or state.
Jerry, thank you very much. Someone calling anonymously from Brooklyn. Thank you for calling in. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I work in the bar, restaurant, nightlife industry, and I just wanted to let viewers know, they may have seen this on Fox last night, but the Department of Health's letter grading system that they use to rate the health and safety of establishments is very inaccurate. And when I've talked to the Department of Health, you know, surveyors a lot. Sometimes you get people who say, my boss is mad at me because I give out too many A's. You kind of just get the feeling that it's just a way for the DOH to make money. And the fines and penalties that local businesses incur take away from the funds we have to actually make our places like more safe and more hospitable for patrons.
So you think there's an informal quota system there because nobody should come back with too many A's?
There's definitely, well, right now it's something like of New York City restaurants have an A, but the amount of the money that the DOH is collecting is gone up by about 150%. So the common phrase that gets used is A for an A. So people should just know that when they see like an A on a restaurant, it doesn't mean it's the cleanest. And when they see like a B, they could have just got hit for something really petty, like the bathroom doors don't automatically lock.
Thank you very much. I'm going to leave that there so we can get couple of other folks in. James from NIAC writes on our site, at most major airlines, when a new pilot is trained, the first actual flight in the aircraft is with a full load of passengers under the supervision of a Czech pilot, a.k.a. a Czech airman. The simulators are now so good that all the flight training can take place there, saving the airline tens of thousands of dollars. I would have to check if that's true, if that's the first actual flight in an aircraft. But Sarah in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I work backstage at Broadway theaters, and first of all, theater actors, old-time theater actors, are very well-trained. Film actors throw all their clothes on the floor.
I'm shocked, to hear that actors might be messy people. But you're saying it's a difference between stage actors and film actors.
Yes, I don't know why that happened. And then the other interesting thing is the union says actors are only allowed to be called half an hour before the show begins. So all those beautiful, glamorous women on stage are wearing wigs.
Thank you very much. Ella in Manhattan is going to get our last word. Ella, can you do it in 30 seconds?
I will give it my best, Brian. I love your show. I work in the sex industry, and I find that most of my clients actually really want intimacy more than anything.
Closeness.
Closeness. Talking, hugging. Yeah.
Good one on which to end. Thanks to all of you for revealing some of the interesting things that go on in your industries. And we thank New York Magazine again for the idea. They have a cover story along the same lines. Brian Lehrer and WNYC.